We're on the phone right now with Travis Ralphs. He is a territory account manager with Valent based in Eastern Iowa. First off, Travis, tell us a little bit about your area, where you're located, and how the crops are looking right now.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Riley, for having me today. So again, I'm Travis Ralphs. I'm with Valent. I've been with Valent for 28 years. So been in the territory for quite a while, all in the state of Iowa. Seen a lot of things, done a lot of things. Farming's a never-ending game that is always challenging. So that's what we're doing. We're just keep battling the battle all the time. But right now, obviously, our crops look pretty dang good. Corn and beans are coming along really, really well. But we're still fighting a few things internally. We're starting to see a few funguses show up. But most importantly, from a weed control standpoint, obviously, it's water hemp is starting to raise its ugly head again at this time.
And of course, that's one of the, you know, that's the main challenge right now. How are we going to kind of go after weed control at this point in the season, especially as we're approaching that critical pollination time for corn?
Yeah. So, you know, from a corn standpoint, we're starting to run out of options because we're just getting so late. Some of our retailers they're starting to put the drops on their machines right now. And, you know, you just never get good enough coverage, and it's just hard because, you know, corn's so big and all that kind of stuff. So you really got to, you know, set up a time to talk with your retailer and make sure you got a good program in place and figure out which herbicide you're going to have to use for the water amp, because we're getting pretty limited this late in the season. Now on soybeans, you know, kind of the same thing. We're getting a little late and behind the eight ball a little bit, but there are still some options out there, depending on the height and where your stage of soybeans are. But again, I just highly recommend getting with your retailer and getting some answers there from those guys. You know, there are some different modes of actions that we need to start looking at. Most of the stuff that I look at now, Riley, to be honest with you, it's programs that, you know, maybe we didn't get enough mode of actions on the acre. Maybe we didn't use the right mode of actions in some of these water hemp areas. And quite honestly, some of the mode of actions and the products that we're using is just they're not working anymore. I think we've done a good job from a learning standpoint to say, okay, yeah, we need a lot of mode of actions, but you know, some of us are choosing the products that are in these mode of actions and they're not quite holding up. There are herbicides within the group 15s that are built differently, right? So the group 15s, you know, they're our main source of residual, and some of them are built different than others. And if we're not choosing the correct ones, we're going to end up having problems.
And Travis, I know you mentioned, especially for corn, it's getting pretty late to be spraying or anything like that for weeds. But in general, when it comes to that weed prevention program, we know that being proactive is the way to handle it. On top of having those modes of action against the weeds, what does a general kind of weed prevention program look like that you would recommend to a farmer in your area?
Obviously, a two-pass program is top of mind. There are some guys out there trying to get by with a one pass, but that it's just, you're just asking for trouble if you're going to lean on a one pass program. I think all of us in the industry are going to lean on a two pass, and Maverick herbicide from Valent is a very strong herbicide that's got three effective mode of action in it, and it'd be a two pass. So we'd run 18 ounces pre and follow that with 14 ounces of Maverick on the backside as well, just to get enough of that residual out there to hold us up and through canopy and beyond. So that's a really, really strong program. You know, if you need something else with it, some guys add a little bit more HPPD to it to strengthen that up a little bit. But, you know, Maverick 18 ounces down pre followed by 14 ounces of Maverick, that's been really good this year for us.
All right, Travis, that's lots of great information today. For anybody who's looking for advice this season, how can growers get in contact with their local Valent retailer and rep and just kind of get advice for their area?
Yeah, obviously you can either go to your local retailer and get with one of the agronomists there, or always go ahead and check out valent.com, and you can put in your address in there and your zip code, and that would get in touch with one of us territory account managers, and we'd be more than happy to help you out.